Bibles today to 1 Samuel chapter 20. We'll start reading at verse number 1 and ask you to stand, please. And David fled from Naoth and Ramoth and came and said before Jonathan, "What have I done? What is mine iniquity? What is my sin before thy father that he seeketh my life?" Miss Shirley singing a while ago about a blood covenant of David and Jonathan affected Mephibosheth, but they loved each other as brothers, and Jonathan was a son of King Saul, and Saul hated David because he saw David being popular and David was going to take a throne, and so he's very upset about it. And he said unto him, "God forbid thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing, either great or small, but that he will show it me. Why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so." And David sware moreover and said, "Thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he saith, let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. And truly, as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." Now I want you to pay attention to that. There is but a step between me and death. I want to deal with that subject today. There is a step between. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you today, God, for the testimonies given, the songs been sung, everything that's happened, sweet fellowship in the house of God. And Father, somehow this message you've laid upon my heart, I pray that you'd help me say what I need to say. May my mind be illuminated with the Holy Spirit. May the power of God use me to preach. And I pray you'd open minds to receive it and hearts to receive it. May men and women, boys and girls, receive what thus saith the Lord. And Father, may all of us face the truth and realize in our lives we need Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Our Father, I pray for the power of God to work and do that none other can do. I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus. Claim that victory in Jesus. Confess the devil defeated in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. In context, again, I remind you that Jonathan and David were of closest friends. And as it were, brothers, they were loved each other in the Lord, and they had great friendship together. But Saul got jealous, and David had slew Goliath. David go out and fight the battles, and Saul, of course, he had disobeyed God, and God had removed his power from off of him, and Saul was in a mess, and yet he blamed David for it. It wasn't David's fault. It was Saul's fault. David never betrayed Saul. David even had an opportunity one time in a cave to kill Saul when Saul was after him trying to kill him. David could have very easily have killed him right there. But David did not. He even cut off a little piece of his garment. Then he cried out because he felt bad about it and said, "It's written, thou shalt not touch the anointed of God." And he was upset about that. But David certainly did right. And Saul wanted to kill David. He had a desire to kill him. But I want to pick up on this subject. There is but a step between me and death. And in recent days, and I don't know why I've got this on my mind so heavily this morning, but I noticed even coming to church, I saw a sign on old Hanging Rock Road that slow funeral. Somebody had passed away. I don't know what house it is. I don't know who it is right now, but somewhere between my house and here, somebody had passed away and they put up the sign, funeral. And I got to thinking about that, and I've been thinking about this and thinking about families here at the church right now that recently we have buried some of their loved ones. and Miss Summer Fowler just this week. And then we had the Dine family, the Ward family, the Green family. We've had others that had either someone in the church or else very close connected to the church that has went on out into eternity. The Bible said in Romans 5:12, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And it wasn't just the fact that Adam sinned, he did sin. That plunged the human race into sin. But everybody has sinned. We've each made a choice to sin. If we reach an age of accountability, and we can't just say, well, we had to because Adam did. We didn't have to. We had to sin nature, but we chose to sin. And you make a choice about sin. Everybody does. We're all sinners by nature and sinners by choice. And that's so the death penalty passed upon all. Then in Hebrews 9:27 says, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. It's appointed unto man once to die. He will. That's what the Word of God said. James 4 and verse 14 says, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even but a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we'll live and do this or that. And how true that is. And everyone in this house today, right now, is just one step away from eternity. And heartbeat could stop. And I was thinking about Summer the other morning when her mother went in to wake her out of her sleep, she thought, and could not wake her up, and even went out of the room and came back to wake her, and knew something was wrong then because she could not get her awake. And during the night, she slipped out and went on in eternity. I'm saying to you, she didn't went to bed. She probably wasn't thinking about that, but it happened. And there'd been many of a person driving down the highway, and they wasn't thinking about going in eternity, but all of a sudden, somebody crossed the center line, something happened, and they met death. And it's not a popular subject. It's not something we enjoy preaching about, except for one thing. It may help somebody to realize that they too shall die, and we'll have to meet God, and that when we meet God, being saved is the only thing that's really important, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm glad today as the choir sang that song, I know that I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Praise God, I know I'm saved. And if I get hit by a car going home, if I fall over in this pulpit, and they pronounce me dead, just remember, I'm gone on to glory. I'll be in heaven, amen. The body may be here, but I'll be there. You can't miss heaven if you're saved, amen. One asked a question one day to Jesus. He said, we don't know where you're going, how we know the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. You can't get to heaven but by Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Death is a universal thing. It comes to everybody. Even King Solomon, the wise man, they die too. King Solomon wrote 3,000 proverbs, 1,005 songs. He had 3,300 overseers of workers, had 100,000 workers in the woods, in the mountains, hewing wood, had 70,000 burden bearers. I mean, he had all of that. And one queen of Sheba came to see him and talked about how much he knew and how great he was. And she said, when she got through talking to him, said, the half has not been told. She couldn't even get the half of it, she said, before she was in her land of what she'd seen and heard. But yet, you know what happened to Solomon? He died. He died. And then there was others that died that were strong men. Samson was a strong man, had plenty of health and had great strength that God had given him. But yet Samson one day died, and he could not bypass death. It came and he died. Then you find that you have rich men that die, poor men that die. It doesn't make any difference. And I over in Luke 12, the rich man came to Jesus, and as far as we know, he never got saved. He went away because Jesus put some demands on him, and he realized the fact that he wasn't willing to love God more than he loved his riches, and went away sad and could have been saved, probably went to hell, and could have been known Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And then you find in Luke 16 a rich man that's fired sumptuously every day. He got along good every day. Looked like, but one day he died. Bible said in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. How sad it is to lift up eyes in hell and be in torments. The Bible teaches that truth. But Lazarus was a poor man. And Lazarus laid out with sick of sores on him body. Dogs came and licked him. But the Bible said he knew God when he died. The Bible said angels carried him into Abraham's bosom. Went on to glory. I say hallelujah. I'd rather been the poor man laying in his gate and went where he went than been the rich man and went to hell. Amen. And so it doesn't make any difference whether you're wise or strong or rich or poor, what family you come from, or what your pedigree is, or anything else about you. We're all in the same boat headed for the same eternity and either going to heaven or hell, one or the other. And we need to remember that. I was thinking about this, and you've heard it before, but have you ever seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul? You never have. You know why? Because when you leave here, you don't take anything with you. And if you take anything, it'd be salvation in your heart that you got when you got saved. I'm glad you can take that with you. And knowing God, you can take it with you. But if you can't take material things, they'll all be left here. Somebody said when Rockefeller died, and fellas walked by another fellow and said, I wonder how much he left. Other fellow looked at him and said, left it all. He left it all. Amen. He may have been rich, but he left it all. And so in death, universal in scope, and it's untiring in effort. Methuselah, the man that lived the longest that we have recorded in the Bible, he lived 969 years, but he died. Lamech lived 777 years, but he died. And death comes to all. And then Noah, that great ark builder, built the ark and was saved. He and his household, eight souls. And they were saved out of that. But at 950 years old, he died. And so you can rest assured, it's appointed unto man once to die, and he shall die. The only hope we have of not going through the grave is the fact of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If he comes, every saved person will be changed and gone out of here without going through the grave. Those in the grave that knew Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will come out glorified and be with Jesus forever and forever. But I'm telling you today that death is untiring in its effort. Amen. And he goes after people and is untiring. He never quits. He's no respecter of persons. And he's unmerciful. The young, I was thinking about summer, 32 years old. Then Brother Ward was about my age, just a few years older. Then you had Brother Downing, younger than me. You have those that have died. I've carried small caskets to the graveside. I went with them as they went to the grave to bury that small body that was in there. And I've preached the services for teenagers that have passed out and went on to glory. And preached some that we wasn't sure where they went. Young men that we just had to preach their funeral because all he can do is if he could speak, he would let me say, preach to the living. God never, and anybody's ever went in eternity, whether they went to heaven or hell, they never want you to preach to the dead. They want you to preach to the living and help them because either place they are, they want people to get saved and they want them to miss hell and go to heaven. Amen? And so we can rest assured of that and be positive about it. I want you to turn with me in Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9. And I want you to look with me, please, if you would. At verse number 21. For death is come up into our windows, has entered into our palaces to cut off the children from without and the young men from the streets. Notice that, come up to our windows, palaces, children out of the street, young men out of the street. He said, I mean, it's went everywhere, it's unmerciful. It doesn't pick out just certain age or a certain group or it touches everybody, everywhere. And I'm saying to you today, death is certain. Here David is crying out to Jonathan saying, there is but a step between me and death. And I want to say to you today, there is but a step between you and death. There's a step between me and death. And as we assemble here this morning, we do not know that we'll ever assemble again like this. Probably never assemble just exactly like this again. But who's here this morning God knew about? We laid this upon my heart when I began to deal with it and trying to think about it, trying to think in my mind what God wanted me to preach. I could not get it off my heart. I could not do that. And I remember Ashley and going out wanting to be a missionary. And her, I understand now some about to build a church and dedicate it in her memory. And I say, hallelujah. I'm glad for that. But some have gone out very young. Some gone out very old. Some have gone out in middle age. But I can tell you today, if Jesus doesn't come soon, this congregation will be gone. Everybody in here will be gone. It'll not be very long until we'll all be gone. And as the Bible said, it's appointed unto man once to die, after this the judgment. Let me say this. There is but a step between saved people in heaven. Just one step. You think about that. We're walking down here on this carpet right now. Next time, we may be walking on streets of gold. Hallelujah. Think about that. Heaven is just a step away, a breath away. And before we get back tonight, we may all be, the saved, be in heaven. Or there may be somebody in our congregation be in heaven. There could be somebody somewhere listening by internet, and they'll be in heaven before we meet again like this. I'm saying to you, there is but a step between all of us and death, and a step between all of us that are saved and heaven. I'm glad I'm going to a place called heaven. Amen. Aren't you glad for that? I'm thankful. Psalms 23 and 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. I say glory to God. When he's with you, you don't have to fear going through the valley of the shadow of death. And I'm glad today it's real to know that you're saved and that you're going to go to glory and be in heaven and shout victory. Amen. I'm glad salvation by grace through faith. It's not by works. It's not by what you do, don't do. It's believing the truth about the gospel. What is the gospel? The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you either come to trust him fully as your Lord and Savior, or you're lost without God and do not know him. But I'm thinking about this just a step. And there have been people I've talked to, and not long after they were gone, I mean gone. And I remember sitting in the hospital, and one lady out of our church was talking about hearing music, hearing singing, and I couldn't hear any singing. And I asked Miss Gail, did she hear singing? She didn't hear any singing. But that lady did hear singing, and wasn't long she'd gone on to glory. I say, hallelujah. Amen. There's been some that have gone out reaching up toward heaven. And I believe before we came along with all this medication that they have today, there's a whole lot more that went on. And a whole lot more was said and done both ways about this thing about death. But there is but a step between you and death and a step between you and heaven if you're saved. I mean saved, born again. Preacher, I believe there is a God. That's good. The devils believe and tremble. You say, but preacher, I believe that Jesus was the Son of God. That's good. The devil knows that too. And I believe he died on the cross and rose from the dead. That's good. The devil believes that too. But have you ever really believed it in your heart to the place where you repented and turned from sin to God and was trusted him to save you and take you to heaven? And again, I repeat to you that you do not go to heaven on your merit. You go to heaven on the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. You trust him fully as your Lord and Savior, and he does the saving. Amen. But there is but a step. And somehow, that really got on my heart, that thought, there is but a step. It's about over, just a step. And we'll be in glory, and we that are saved. But then let me close out with this today. It's just a step between those who are lost and hell. There's been many of a person that meant to get saved. They meant to get saved someday, but they didn't. And then something happened and they died and they went to hell without God. I remember being in a home up in Rural Retreat one night, and I was trying to witness to this couple, and they didn't much want me to be there. I could tell that when I first got in, but I tried to be nice and tried to tell them something about Jesus. But they wouldn't listen. And finally he asked me to leave. And I usually don't have to ask me to leave. I can tell when you're not wanted and politely dismiss myself and invite him to church and leave on. But somehow that night I could not get away from him. And I kept trying to tell him about Jesus, trying to help him. It wasn't just a few days she died. And then it wasn't long after that he took his own life. And I believe all my heart that God sent me there that night. And I believe they had their opportunity that night. And I believe God took them out. They went on to hell and could have went to heaven. I preached one night in Coffee Ridge Baptist Church just out of Irvin, Tennessee. And house was filled that night. And God was moving in it and people getting saved. Things were happening. And there's a young man sitting in about the third pew on my right. And he's standing there with somebody that brought him. And he was trembling and tears running down his face. And shook his head no. People kept coming. He shook his head no. Tears were dripping off his face. He wouldn't do it. Went out. Either the next morning or the next morning, I can't remember which right now, he drove a dump truck and it went over the side of a mountain and killed him. As far as we know, he never got saved. Think how close he was, and yet he missed it. People have been close to going to heaven but missed it and went to hell. How sad. You say, preacher, you ought not preach like that. I believe I'm going to preach more like that. I don't want to see people go to hell. I don't want to see people miss heaven. But there's so much that goes on today that is said about religion and about church that people miss a simple gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The simple gospel that Jesus died for our sin and he rose from the dead, ascended back into heaven, that if we will receive him and trust him fully with all of our hearts, we can be saved. We can be saved and go to heaven. It's not in a ritual. It's not in doing good. Now, after you are saved, you ought to live right. Try to be a good Christian and endeavor to do that that's right. But that don't get you to heaven. The only thing that'll get you to heaven is a new birth. A new birth. You must be born again. Receive Jesus Christ. Give it up. I tried that trying to be good. I tried that trying to get to heaven. I tried all that. And I couldn't make it. One day I just gave it up. Said, I give up. I trusted Jesus Christ fully as my Lord and Savior, and God saved me by his grace. Been different ever since. Haven't always done everything I should have done, but it's been different in my life. God has helped me. What about you today? You going to heaven or hell? Are you, right now, if you dropped over dead with a heart attack, would you be in heaven or would you be in hell? You say, preacher, isn't he somewhere in between? No, the Bible doesn't teach anything in between. The rich man died in hell, lifted up his eyes, Luke 16. Lazarus died, was carried by angels in Abraham's bosom. 2 Corinthians 5 and 8 says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Talking about saved people. So you today, every person here, someday that'll come to you. If Jesus doesn't rapture us out that are saved, that time will come, you'll close your eyes for the last time on this side of eternity, and your soul spirit will be in heaven or hell. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the reality. There is but a step between us and death, and you told us about it. I thank you. I thank you that you told us there's but a step between us and heaven. Then those who are not saved, there's but a step between them and hell. Father, they could step out today and come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I pray they'll do that. I pray that in this invitation, the Holy Spirit would do his work in hearts. Have your way. Magnify yourself. Thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen.